USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Chicago police officer is in stable condition after being shot Saturday morning on the south side of town. The suspected shooter is believed to be the fugitive Michael Blackman, who was responsible for another shooting that happened last week. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot on the bravery of her city's officers.
We are reminded of the sacrifice our officers make to protect the residents in the city that we love.
President Trump has decided to deploy additional support of hundreds of military troops to Saudi Arabia and the UAE in response to Iran's alleged attack on a Saudi oil facility. State Department spokesman Morgan Ortegas on the administration's decision.
What you're seeing is, for the first time in 40 years, there is an administration that is telling the Islamic Republic of Iran, is telling that regime, no, you will not behave this way. And that's why we see they're acting out, because the maximum pressure campaign is working.
This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Senator Cory Booker's 2020 presidential campaign is struggling. The New Jersey Democrat is in Des Moines, Iowa today when asked about his urgent fundraising appeal by his campaign.
We have done more with less than the top four really much better finance campaigns. But the fourth quarter is when you got to grow. Grow or get out.
A new report reveals the cleanliness of airline water. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Researchers at the City University of New York found only Alaska Airlines, Allegiant Air, and Hawaiian Airlines have water that meets federal aircraft water quality standards. The study focusing on water that was used to make coffee and tea and in bathroom sinks. The study authors recommend, if you're not on one of those three airlines, drink only sealed bottled water, avoid airline coffee and tea, and use hand sanitizer rather than washing your hands in the plane's bathroom.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Conservative commentator Candace Owens on Friday blasted Democrats' faux concern about the terror threat from white nationalist groups while ignoring more pressing issues facing the African-American community. Owens was testifying before the House Oversight and National Security Committees.
Every 4 years you bring up race, and you knew exactly what I meant when I said hilarious, and you just tried to do live what the media does all the time to Republicans, to our president, and to conservatives, which is you tried to manipulate what I said to fit your narrative, okay? I was not referring to the subject matter that is hilarious. I said it's hilarious that we are sitting in this room today, and I've got two doctors and a missus, and nobody can give us real numbers that we can respond to so we can assess how big of a threat this is. Because you know that it is not as big of a threat as you are trying to make it out to be. You would rather assign meaning to a homicidal maniac than to actually address that I said to, the things that I said today that are actually harming Black America. Number one, father absence. Number two, the education system and the illiteracy rate. Illegal immigration ranks high. Abortion ranks high. White supremacy and white nationalism, if I had to make a list again of 100 things, would not be on it. This hearing, in my opinion, is a farce. And it is ironic that you're sitting here and you're having three Caucasian people testify and tell you what their expertise are. Do I know what my expertise are? Black in America. I've been Black in America my whole life, all 30 years. And I can tell you that you guys have done the exact same thing every 4 years ahead of an election cycle.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.